The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
Good morning. I'm Ron Ferris from Boopa Productions.
And I'm Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions.
And it's Tuesday, May 17th, 2011.
Can I ask you something?
Sure. Go right ahead, Dan.
Now, the guys on the show before us, they're always playing different songs. You're always playing the same two. When are we going to mix it up?
No, we've played more than two songs.
Well, you can't count the song I played last week. That's like stealing.
We wouldn't want to count that song you played last week.
Knock it off.
Anyways, it's Volume 1, Chapter 12 of the Wedding Tips Radio Show, and you're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM or online at 1110WCCMAM.com. If you want to email us, if you're shy, tips@boopa.com. We will check our email and see if there's any questions, and if we have a question, we will try to answer it this week, and if not, we'll have an answer for you next week. Once again, Dan has brought us a very lovely guest, so Dan, why don't you introduce your guest that you have with us today?
Yes, we have a very lovely young girl here with us today, and I use the term seriously because this is my daughter, okay, Ronnie?
Oh, okay.
And this is Jennifer. My daughter, Jennifer. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Happy to be here?
Yeah.
And we're here to talk about?
Weddings.
Very good. See, she takes after the old man.
Jen is a bride, so that's why we have Jen here. Last week we had a groom and his best man, and we got their perspective on their wedding as it went on.
Yeah, now Jen has a unique situation going on here. Now, she is planning for a wedding next June. Jen, tell us, first of all, that's correct. It's next June, of course.
Yeah.
I know that. And you're in the planning stages.
Mm-hmm.
But you're married. How can that be?
Yeah, we got married in March because he's going to Afghanistan this year.
Ring the bell, Bruce. That's great. That's great. And I thought it was, you know, when you told me about it, I was actually very supportive and very excited about it.
And what's his first name?
Justin.
Justin. So Justin, we want to thank Justin, first of all, for serving our country.
Absolutely.
And for hopefully going to what may be a safer Afghanistan now. May or may not be, but, you know,
right.
our prayers and wishes of good health and, you know, that he's everything goes fine, goes out, and we thank him for serving, and it's very nice. And thank you for being here. I know this is probably a little difficult, and but thank you, Jen. We appreciate you being here.
Now, he's not in Afghanistan at the moment. Where is he, Jen?
He's in Indiana training.
And he's training now. Is he the leader of a squad? Is that how it is?
Yep, he's a team leader.
Nice, nice. And when he comes home for a couple of weeks before he heads over?
He comes home for 1 week next
month.
Oh,
1 week? Mm-hmm. I thought it was two. What happened?
He comes home for 2 weeks later in the year.
You've told me this before, haven't you?
Yeah.
How many times?
A few.
Okay.
It's par for the course.
All right.
Hey, what branch of service is he in?
The National Guard.
National Guard, okay. Well, like I said, we'll be discussing a bride's view of a wedding because Jen is going through all the planning that goes on in planning a wedding right now. So she'll give us what her nightmares have been so far.
Are you pulling out your hair, Jen?
Not yet.
A little disappointment going along with it, or everything going pretty smooth right now?
Everything's smooth so far.
That's good, but you got a long way to go.
Yeah.
And we'll also be supplying some wedding tips, thus the name of the show, the Wedding Tips Radio Show. You want to call in, you can reach us by phone at 978-687-8005. If you're out of the area, toll free is 877-687-8005. And once again, if you're shy, email us, at tips@boopa.com. That's BOOPA.com. And you can also listen to any of our shows online anytime on our podcast at www.boopa.com/blog. You can also visit our Wedding Tips and Resources blog, where many of our discussed wedding tips are available for you right online. If you're on Facebook, visit us at the Wedding Tips Radio Show. And our address on Facebook is facebook.com/Wedding Tips Radio.
Did you get all that, Jen?
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna...
I've already liked it.
Oh, really?
Thank you, Jen.
I twisted her arm.
Yeah.
You twisted...
No, I didn't.
So, Jen, what has been, let's say, the most difficult thing you've faced so far as planning your wedding?
I haven't really faced anything difficult because I'm kind of just taking it slow for now.
Okay. Are you just, right now, you're in the research stage?
Yeah,
asking questions?
Yeah, I've already got the hall, my dress, found someone to do flowers, photographer.
So you've done quite a bit already.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you're well ahead of the curve of most
right.
brides, because your wedding is January of 2012.
June.
I'm sorry, June of 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're a year ahead on what a lot of brides probably don't run into, or they may put off until like 6 months before
right.
or 3 months before. So I think... Believe it or not, if you want to get the vendor or whatever it is that you're looking for, sometimes you do have to do it up to a year in
yeah,
advance.
Yeah, especially with June.
Yeah.
Are you looking for a disc jockey?
Yes.
Okay, I know a pretty good one. I can't think of his name offhand. I got it written down somewhere. I'll get that information.
Yeah, and I got a videographer who I know right now he's doing high def and burns and Blu-ray also. Oh. I mean, he's moved up in the world.
www.dandosvideo.com. No, we'll talk later.
Okay.
I love this guy.
Wait. I just want to ask a question. Are you going to video your daughter's wedding?
You know what? I will probably have someone do the videotaping, and then I'll do the editing.
Why? I mean, you videotaped my daughter's wedding.
Correct.
Who disc jockeyed my daughter's wedding?
I know, and I thought that was crazy. I got to walk her down the aisle.
What did I have to do? Hello?
I don't remember. I was looking at the girl in the third row. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah, I know you did a great job. But you were a very classy dad, by the way. I don't know if I could beat that, but I'm going to try.
You got to realize at my daughter's wedding, there was like four or five disc jockeys there. It was myself, my son,
right.
my friend.
But then
my
you
cousin,
took over.
My nephew,
yes.
my brother-in-law. So, I mean, the place was swarming with disc jockeys.
Right.
Like ants.
And one lonely videographer.
No, there was two. Don't forget Phil.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Phil was there. That was like his first real big.
How quickly we forget Phil.
He did a good job. Jen!
And while we're on the air, I just want to thank Phil. Phil helped me out with a wedding last Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And aside from the rookie curse that every...
He told me about the rookie curse.
The rookie curse. Every time we get a rookie working with me...
He had me in tears.
I know. He said to me at one point, "You sound like my father," and I won't say what I was saying because we're on the air.
Right.
He said, "Wow, you sounded exactly like my father."
Yeah, he wrote that in the text to me. That's pretty funny.
Because we've been having some technical difficulties and right at a most crucial point. And
he knew how to make you laugh, though. He told me that he lifted his water and he said, "Here's the swimming with bow-legged
yes,
women."
He did. He started quoting Jaws and we started doing some South Park and stuff. So, yeah, he was good. It was like having my son there.
Nice. Okay.
Yes, go right ahead.
So are you having a tough time where Justin's not with you, Jen, doing all the planning? Are you keeping him up to speed with what's going on?
Yeah.
Is he bummed out that he's not helping you? Or?
A little bit, but if he was here, I'm sure he wouldn't be.
The typical man.
Now, when you talk, I see quite a bit that they have the video hookups. Is that something you can do with your computer?
Yeah, we Skype.
Oh, great. Excellent.
Yeah, I was over one day and they were Skyping. That was kind of neat.
Yeah, that's... Remember when we years ago, it was supposed to be a big thing about the video phone. And remember AT&T came out with that like 3-inch screen? That was supposed to be the big thing.
And nobody, it never took off.
Never took off. Never went anywhere. But now it's, I mean, everything's out there.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can put it on a big TV if you wanted to, really, you know.
So he's training with the Colts, correct? You said he's in Indianapolis.
He's in Indiana.
Oh, Indiana.
Indiana. Well, that's where the Colts are from. Is he a Patriots fan or a Red Sox fan?
Yeah.
He's from this area?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
I'm terrible with my geography, I guess, because I forgot that Indianapolis is in Indiana. And here I am admitted this.
You were absent that day in school. Yeah. That's what it was. You were absent.
You know, my grandson was saying all the capitals of states. And he's Texas. He's like, Austin. I'm like, it is?
Isn't it funny when they're doing that stuff, all of a sudden you start feeling, boy, am I really that? I don't remember this stuff?
I'm smart in a lot of other areas. I just haven't figured them all out at this point. But
I was speechless because I was trying to process
well,
that.
Well, we're all brilliant in some areas, okay?
Video.
See how he picks on me?
Video. I mean, you're excellent in video.
Jen was in one of my videos. I did a golden airing video that she was actually played a quick couple spots in.
Really? Golden earring?
Yes.
Oh, there it is. Okay. I just want to make sure because I don't want to give
away
that prize.
No, it's true. When I made that big golden airing video, there were all a bunch of different music videos. And, I snuck her in. I snuck Phil in.
Absolutely. You have to do that. And that was before you knew Daryl.
Before I knew Daryl.
Right, so you must have taught him that. Sorry, Daryl, just kidding, just kidding. I mean, just
leave him alone. He's actually videotaping a wedding for me this week, so I got to be nice.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, Jen, do you mind me asking where your reception's going to be?
No, it's going to be at the Groveland Fairways.
Oh, that's the new one. That's
yes.
The new...
Yeah, it's like a little golf course.
Yeah.
That's where your daughter's was when it was called. Oh, that's same place?
No, no, no. That was Georgetown.
What's that now?
It's Black Swan.
Oh.
Groveland Fairways. I think they just opened this year.
I'm not sure when they opened, but
I think
it's relatively new.
Yeah, because I know that they just started advertising quite a bit about Groveland Fairways for functions and receptions and things like
that's
that.
That's not over near Five Corners, is it?
It's right on 113, heading up to Newburyport.
Oh, right. Okay, I'm not familiar with where it is.
Where 113 is?
No, I know where 113 is, but I don't know where the place is.
It's in Groveland.
And how big is the...
Here we go. You gotta go. Did you guys have a discussion before I got here or something?
I guess that should be something.
My own kids are turning on me.
How big a reception are you planning, roughly?
Well, it holds 150.
It does, okay.
So we're keeping it under that.
Okay. And do they have, I haven't been to that facility yet, and it's something I want to check out to see if, to see what the setup is like, because I always like to know that before, you know, we get there, what something looks like. Maybe I'll swing by there someday and just take a look at the hall.
I believe we have a phone call.
Yes, you do, and I was going to let you fine gentlemen know exactly where that fine place is over in Groveland.
Oh, that's wonderful. Where is it?
You're coming over the bridge from Haverhill into Groveland.
Uh-huh.
You're going to take a left on the 113. You're going to come up over the hill. You're going to pass by the Groveland Police and Fire Station, which is on your left-hand side.
Right.
An eighth of a mile up on the right-hand side is the place, okay?
Okay.
It sets in off the main drag.
Now, do you have something to do with this place?
How about I know that area like I know the back of my hand?
Oh, I thought maybe you were the owner. I was going to tell you
No, 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 no.
Okay.
A friend of mine from my church, she got married there a couple years ago. She had a reception over there at that fine facility, and it's a great place.
Okay.
So it's been there a couple of years?
Yeah, at least 2 or 3 years.
At least 2, okay. And they redid the whole place, correct?
Right. Yeah, they did the whole entire complex all over.
Okay, and it was nice. The food was good and everything when you were there.
Oh yeah, the food was excellent. I mean, you didn't get a bad meal out of that place at all.
Oh, excellent. Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah, well, I'm Bill from Haverhill. I grew up in the Newburyport area, so I know the whole entire area like the back of my hand.
Bill, that was great. We really appreciate you calling in. That's good information.
I listen to your show faithfully every week because my nephew's getting married in September, and I'm in his wedding party, so I've been trying to listen to your tips so I know what to tell him as far as his wedding and reception getting planned out.
Well, stuff. You know what the biggest tip we've had for you is, right?
What's that?
Well, the
other thing I was trying, the tip I got almost 20 years ago, and I still never listened. Was don't get married.
Oh, well, no, that's not the tip. We have a wonderful DJ here and an awesome videographer if you're looking.
Well, I do believe they got most of the stuff all set because my nephew's wife-to-be, her cousin, does videos, and she has a cousin that's a DJ. So.
Okay, well, I'm sure they'll do a great job.
But like I say, you know, I love listening to your show every week.
Bill, seriously though, last week when those two guys were here, that extra hour sometimes is the worst thing they can do.
Yeah,
believe me.
Yeah,
and I'm saying that in all seriousness. I've seen more trouble when they go that extra hour, and you know, things happen.
Well, I have to tell you a good little wedding story that happened to me when I got married. I was a police officer in the town of Salisbury. I was a reserve police officer in the town of Salisbury. And all the guys that knew my wife-to-be knew her family. And they decided they were going to pull a little wedding practical joke on us.
Right.
We got married up at her church up in Haverhill, Massachusetts. We're coming down 495 into Merrimack. A Merrimack cruiser stopped us on 495 just by Broad Street.
Wow.
So we didn't think nothing of it. My father-in-law freaked out. He thought he was speeding and everything. Well, that's okay. We get off at 110 in Amesbury. Just as we get off the 110 cutoff, an Amesbury cruiser stops us.
Oh, boy.
And I says, and I'm saying to myself, I know exactly what's going on, and I know what they're up to.
That's
so we
funny.
Get over into Salisbury. Well, the next thing I see is a Salisbury cruiser in front and a Salisbury cruiser in the rear, and we're going red lights and siren all the way over Route 1.
Nice.
Wow. Into Newburyport to the DAV hall in Newburyport, where another Newburyport cruiser escorted us over to the DAV.
Wow.
My mother-in-law was freaking out because she didn't know what was going on. My father-in-law was laughing, and so was my wife and I. And I says, I know who the practical joker was.
That's funny.
One of the guys in my wedding party.
Right, that's
he
great.
He had set the whole thing up with the rest of the cops.
That's awesome.
Oh, it was funny that day. But I'm telling you, but the way I look at things on marriage, it's what you make out of it that counts.
Right.
That's right. It's a partnership. That's
exactly.
What you have to
remember. Exactly. You're one.
All right, Bill. Well, hey, thanks for the call, and keep listening, okay, brother?
I always do.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. We got some spots we're going to put on for you.
Right.
And then we'll be back. We're here.
We will be right back.
Jen, who's going to talk to us.
Right, Jen?
Right.
We'll be right back.
You want your wedding day to be perfect and unique, a reflection of who you are as individuals and as a couple. You want your honeymoon to be just as unique. At Playtime Vacations, we want to help make sure your honeymoon will be everything you're hoping for and more. Our experienced staff is waiting to hear from you, ready to help create the honeymoon of your dreams. Give us a call at 603-275-2350 or visit us online at www.playtimevacations.net and let's start planning together. Playtime Vacations. Get out and play.
Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. Now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Natasha's Bridal is all about you. Beginning with your gown, we'll help you create your entire look, from chic accessories to bridal lingerie. Visit our intimate and charming boutique, where you'll find the latest in bridal fashions and formal wear, from sleek and modern to graceful and feminine. Sumptuous fabrics, unique details, timeless elegance, all from top designers. Come prepared to be pampered with outstanding service and personal attention. Make Natasha's Bridal in Methuen your first step down the aisle.
Hi, this is Ron Ferris from Bupa Productions. If you're a wedding vendor, why not become a sponsor on the Wedding Tips radio show? Your ad is not only played on our show, but it becomes part of our podcast. What this means for you is an ad that continues to generate exposure. Most ads are a one-time investment that you hope gets seen or heard. With our podcast, your ad continues to be heard on the internet, and we also place your information on our website under Wedding Vendors. Give us a call at 1-800-882-2723 or email us at info@bupa.com, and we will show you how reasonable our advertising is. You can hear all of our shows at www.bupa.com. Bupa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.bupa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that.
Now, see, I'm pretty sure I hear that song every week, Ron.
No, not every week. You've heard it before.
Okay. I'd like to hear Color My World or something.
Yeah, I know. You requested. That was funny, because I got a request from Phil for Color My World last week.
Did you laugh?
Last Saturday. He said, my dad wants to hit Color My World.
All right, I'm sorry, I interrupted. Go ahead.
That's okay. This is the Wedding Tips Radio Show. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM or online at 1110WCCMAM.com. Or you can email us at tips@bupa.com if you have a question. And if you do, we will try to answer your question this week. If not, we'll have an answer for you next week. And we're here with Jen Lint Jada.
Yes. Is correct? It Jata?
Jata?
Jada.
Jada?
Jada.
Who is married, but her official big wedding reception, we'll say, is next June.
Yes.
And she is married to Justin, who is helping serve America right now. He's in training in Indianapolis, correct? Indiana?
Indiana.
Indiana. And he is going to be going to Afghanistan. So
right.
We want to thank Justin for serving the country and helping us.
Right.
And
when does he come back, Jen?
For good?
No, for the 1 week.
He's coming back in June.
Okay. And yeah, he's a real good guy.
Okay. And we have a caller. Let's go.
We
to
do
the
have
caller.
A caller.
Go ahead, caller.
I've been listening to your show.
Uh-huh.
And, Jen, you said your husband's in Indiana?
Yeah.
He's in a cult?
He's what?
I heard he was a cultist in Indiana.
What? a cult?
A cult?
Like the Indianapolis Colts?
Yeah.
No. That was a joke. That was a joke. He's in Indiana training.
Training
for what?
Training for the service. Jen, you want to explain?
Yeah, he's training to go to Afghanistan.
Afghanistan?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Talk to him. Yes, he's going to Afghanistan. He's in training right now. You're kind of throwing her off. I think she's confused.
Oh, I see. Hi, Jen.
Hi. Oh, that's Justin.
Yes, it is. This is Justin, Jen's husband.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. So, Justin, are you training with the Colts, really? Or?
Yes, I am. I'm a cultist.
That's funny.
Justin, thank you so much for calling in. This was a surprise because Jen didn't know you were calling in. Dan had set this up. And first of all, we want to thank you for serving.
Yes.
And, you know, we wish you all the best, and we hope your training goes well. And
Thank you.
Yeah, and so Jen's pretty much taking care of everything here, Justin. You know, you got anything you wanted to do that she hasn't done yet?
You know,
got everything on the ball.
You know, she said that even if you were here, you probably wouldn't be doing anything.
No, I
heard
that.
Oh, you did?
I did hear that.
You did hear that?
I didn't want to be.
Yes.
What, Jen?
I don't know how to word it.
No, what did you say?
He'd be like more stressed if he was here trying to help Planet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He'd be what?
You'd be more stressed, she said, if you were here trying to plan it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jen. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
You know, Justin's a real good kid. Now, not to bring up her past, but she's brought home a couple of winners. You know, a father. You know how a father is. Very critical about who his daughter brings home and all that. And, you know, strike one, strike two. And then the first day I met Justin, I knew he was a good guy. You know, and I was really kind of excited for my daughter that she finally had, you know, somebody who's probably a keeper.
It's, you know, I have to say this because...
Oh, here we go.
It just came to me as you're going through this spiel. This is like a movie that, you know, a comedy part of a movie that... You're bringing up all her past boyfriends.
You know, and I didn't want to do that. It's nothing to be ashamed about. We've all made mistakes. But
I know someone just made one.
But you know what? I love my daughter, and I know she's got the right guy right now. And I do believe, you know, if you've met him, you'll know that when he goes over to Afghanistan, those guys better turn around and run. Because it looks like he's with a pretty good troop over there, too, from the pictures that I've seen and all that. I think we're in good hands with these guys.
Well,
oh yeah, it's great over here.
Well, in Indiana.
Oh yeah. Cool.
Yep, right.
So, Justin, when are you supposed to deploy? Did they give you that date yet?
Sometime in the summer we're going.
In the summer? Isn't the summer like the worst time over there?
No, those are all rumors.
Don't they have those like bugs that are about 2 feet long?
No, they have nothing like that. It's paradise. It's a little vacation.
I go for
a year, I get a tan, I come back.
Yeah. There you go.
Got it.
I see the psychological training has been working well on you.
Psychological?
Yeah. That you're going to love it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be great.
So how long are your days for training that you're, while you're in, is this boot camp for you? Is that what this is?
No, it's kind of a train-up site before we go over. And they're about 25-hour days.
Oh, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. We sleep pretty much 24 and a half of them. And that's about it.
All right, so Jen, tell us all how you met Justin.
We met at the bank that I work at.
Oh, really? Justin, what, you walked into the bank and you figured you'd hit on the first teller you came across?
Well, there was a few tellers there, and I chose your daughter.
Nice. Good move. Good move. Yeah, so what happened? Jen.
I was just cashing a check for about $1.50.
Uh-huh.
And she gave me quarters.
Oh,
and,
man.
Yeah. And I told her I had 50 extra cents and that we could go to Wendy's. And yeah, we just hit it off.
And you, what do you guys get? What are those frozen desserts there?
Yeah.
The Frosty?
Yeah. Smoothie?
Frosty.
Oh, the Frosty, yeah.
Frosty. Yep, two Frosties, 25 cents each.
There you
Juniors.
Go.
Good.
Nice, nice.
And he still had a dollar.
Yeah.
Wow. So then what?
So then what?
Well, I'm trying to get Jen to say something here. But
Jen won't say anything.
Well, she. Well, now that you're here, she's hiding behind your back.
So you went to... seriously, is that what happened? You went to Wendy's?
No.
No?
Oh, ah.
But no, we went to Hampton Beach.
No, we didn't. We went to the Black Cow in Newburyport.
From the bank?
No.
Yes, from the bank.
Or did you guys set some? Or did
no,
you see him a few times?
Up.
Did you see him a few times before he finally
yeah.
popped? Oh, yeah.
What
were you doing in the Haverhill area, Justin?
I like Haverhill.
He was looking for a teller. He already said that.
Yeah. That's the only Pennsylvania bank in Haverhill.
Ah. Okay. I didn't know they went further than Haverhill.
Pennsylvania Bank?
Yeah.
Those branch in Hampstead and Salem.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a free ad for Pawtucket Bank. There we go. Yeah. That's her employer, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there we go. Pawtucket Bank, folks. Keep your change, bring it to Pawtucket Bank and see Jen.
Yeah. Right, right. That's right. So then what?
They're the little bank that could. They have the
Not
train.
Not anymore.
No, they don't do
we're
that.
We're on track together since 1891.
Oh, I didn't know that.
See,
we're on track
we're
together.
On track
wow. It's amazing how they come up with this stuff.
First, there was the little bank. They just had the train. You know, like the train?
Yes, yes.
I think I can.
I remember that.
Yeah. Now it's the. Now we're on track. I like that. That's yeah. That's good. I wonder if that was their entire plan.
Now, when you first came in, were you thinking, who's this creep?
No.
No? Justin, I'm only kidding.
What do you think, Jen?
I don't know. I wasn't really thinking anything, I guess.
I'd like to think that you were thinking, would my father approve?
Yeah, yeah, that was my first thought.
Rod, what?
I'm sure, yeah, that's every girl's first thought. Like your first thought, every girl you met. I hope my mother would approve of this.
What would mom say?
Yeah, what would mom do? Is that like what would, you know... Wayne Botato, you know. Is that
man. All right. So now you've been dating all this time, and how did he pop the question to you?
Well, we had talked about it a little bit,
right?
But then I had gone to the doctor's office and saw my friend.
What?
I went, saw my friend's grandmother there.
Oh.
And she asked if we were going to get married before he left. And I said, I don't know. I don't think so. And then when I told him about it, he's like, "Well, we could."
Okay.
And then I asked her, and I didn't tell you, and then you put me on the spot, Dan, and made me kind of nervous.
Oh, I know. You did look nervous. I was like, look at me. I got control here. And I was enjoying my power for the few minutes that I had it.
Yeah. You know, Justin, you didn't really ask me. Doesn't
That's right.
Isn't that how the traditional thing goes?
That's right.
You ask the father before you marry the daughter.
And he started stuttering and stuff. It was kind of funny. And I kept a straight face for a little while. But it didn't last long. Cause
he thought you were serious.
Rod's got his face buried in his hand laughing here.
I just...
Yep.
I can't believe my own ears. My blessing for what? Fill around the roof. I mean...
Man.
No one asked the papa. The papa.
Yeah, yeah.
The papa makes the decision.
That's right. That's right. But he's a good guy, and I'm very excited for both of them, you know? And, you know.
That was... No, it's... It's nice, Justin. I think it's good for both of you because you're together even when you're not because you are married. It does make a difference. I really
marriage
think it
is
does.
Good. Marriage is yeah. good.
It does.
Now you guys have been Skyping a lot.
Yep.
As much as we can, whenever the service is good and whenever. Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I was over there one day and they were Skyping and I said, hey, Justin, what's up? And all of a sudden somebody's passing a paper, a hand comes out of nowhere and like gives him a paper. He's like, oh, I'll be right back. Oh. And I'm like, uh-oh, special assignment.
No. See, because no, these guys have that set up that they're standing by because they cover each other's back. So if someone comes in, like his the father-in-law comes in, here, pass him a note so he can get out of it. He doesn't have to talk to the father-in-law.
Oh, here we go.
I say that all the time to him. Here we go. He's a wise guy.
They cover each other's back.
Yes, they do.
So that's it. Who's ever sitting next to him, he gives him a little tap, he passes him a piece of paper. Oh, I got to go.
Right.
Orders. The general wants
me. That's right. I'm the general. And don't you forget that. Hey, so what are you supposed to be doing right now, Justin?
We never really know.
But, I mean, did you sneak off to make this phone call? Or are you, or what?
Yep. Yes, I did. I put on my ninja suit and snuck out the door. No one knows I'm gone right now.
Are you going to get in trouble?
I could be, yeah. Walking back to the execution line.
They're going to throw him in the brig.
Should be good.
Peeling potatoes.
Yeah, KP, kitchen patrol, right. It's like in the cartoons, when you pick up the last potato, a whole new 100 pounds falls in for you.
So, Jen, do you have any updates for Justin? When's the last time you spoke?
Last night.
Oh, so a lot has happened since then, hasn't it?
No, not
yes.
really.
We both woke up, and we did stuff, and now we're here.
Now, when you guys are on Skype, because I never had that luxury when I was a kid, do you guys, try to kiss on the...
No.
That'd be very weird.
That would be weird, but I just wanted to hug your computer.
Well, plus you would... don't you think you'd fog the lens up and you wouldn't be able to see anything after you kiss the camera lens? Would you want someone kissing your camera lens?
My grandson was... I was Skyping with him and he started going to kiss the lens.
Because you told
him... It was actually kind of cute.
Well, you told him, give Grampy a kiss, right? Let everybody know you love me.
Oh, boy. Do you have any wedding tips for Jen and Justin?
Yeah, find a new father-in-law.
Oh.
Just kidding, Justin. Just kidding.
No.
I like this kid, though. You know why I like him?
Why?
Because he comes right back at you. I like him.
No, he hasn't come back at me at all.
Wait. Justin.
And he better not.
Justin, when you get back, we'll have to get together. We could compare some notes, and I can...
Well, you might be meeting him because we might be hiring him as a DJ for your wedding. We'll see. I've got the say in that, and we'll see.
Okay. Sounds good.
And we'll get him out there dancing for you.
Yeah, as long as he dances.
He says he doesn't, but we'll get him out there.
No, I'll bring my cousin Frankie. He'll do the dancing for you. Mm-hmm. He's a dancing machine.
Jen, you got anything else to say to Justin? Justin, do you got to go now or no?
Probably should sneak back in before anybody notices that I'm gone.
Yeah,
I'm sure they know I'm gone.
Yeah, because this has been a long time in the bathroom, and we don't want you to get in trouble.
Well, that happens. it happens to me all the time.
Just tell him you had Mexican food last night.
That's
it. Right. Justin, thank you so much for calling in.
Yes.
Thank you for serving. And
thank you for having me.
You know, God bless you. Good luck. And, we definitely have to get together when you get back. And
say that to the whole troop, too.
Yeah. Thank everybody for us, please.
Okay. They're pretty much all listening right now.
Oh,
really?
Okay, good.
What, do you get it online or what?
Yeah, I did find it online.
So they're all listening?
Yeah.
Yes.
So they know that you're here talking to us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, guys, we really appreciate everything you're doing for us, and good luck over there, and be safe, and hope you all have a good experience and something to talk about when you come back, and, watch each other's backs. I don't know what else to say because I was never in the service.
SPF 50 is what they need for that.
Hey, Dan, I was wondering if you could tell one kid, Paul Stoddard, to please stop snoring at night because it's keeping everybody up. And we have a lot of training time going on, and we just don't have the time to be staying up at night.
Well, I'd like to say something, but lately I've been waking myself up snoring, so I know where he's at. Scare myself, too.
Dan, you have no idea.
Paul, try some breathe right strips.
Not even close.
No, that wouldn't help either?
No.
You know, you could always have him sleep outside.
Yeah.
We've been thinking about it.
There you go.
I don't want to ask this, but is he like a heavy guy? Is that part of the problem?
Just mostly in his head.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, his big head.
So, Justin, you don't snore?
No.
How do you know?
I stay up and listen to him.
Paul, stop snoring.
Thank you very much.
All right, Justin, again.
Thank you.
Yeah, right. Appreciate it. Jen, say bye.
Bye.
Love you, Jen.
Love you.
Oh.
Bye.
Nice, huh?
We're going to take a break. Oh. We'll be right back.
That was great.
I'll always love you, always love you. With this ring, I promise I'll always love you, always love you. They used to call me the one love who never wants to settle down, yeah. But I tell you, baby, I want to know more.
And we're back.
Now, why couldn't we play a golden earring song there?
Because I don't have any golden earring songs.
We're gonna work on that.
Okay, we'll have to put one in there.
Well, never mind.
Oh, I don't know, Dan. Golden earring.
Well, I forced them on Jen. She's got a few tones she likes by them. But anyway, okay, what do we got?
We're back. This is the Wedding Tips Radio Show. We're on 11:10 a.m. WCCM, and we're talking with Jen Lynch Jada, correct?
That's correct.
And Justin was just with us from...
Indiana.
I want to say Indianapolis, but Indiana. He's in there training. He's going to be going to Afghanistan. And for all the guys, if you're still listening, once again, thank you so much. We appreciate all that you're doing. You know, God bless you. Good health. Good luck. And we want to thank Justin.
Yeah. Guys, if you're still listening, let's have a big hoo 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 hoo.
Jim, when did you know it was him when he first called?
I thought it was.
You thought it was okay. Sure.
Oh, really?
He's done that to me at the bank a few times.
So was it that much? Well, you were.
It was still a surprise. She wasn't expecting it, right?
Yeah.
So he didn't drop a little hint to you or anything.
No,
that's
he
great.
He said he wished he could listen, so I didn't think he would be.
Oh, so you mentioned it to him that you were going to be on the radio?
Yeah.
He already knew that last week.
Oh.
Now Jen just got back from Las Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Ah,
kind of like a girls' night out that turned into like a four-day...
Weekend.
How was it?
It was awesome.
Where'd you stay?
We stayed at Treasure Island.
Nice. Treasure Island. Have you been to Vegas?
Yes, I have.
Where'd you go?
We stayed at the Old Sahara.
Mm-hmm. The Old Sahara.
Which I hear is closing down.
What were you looking for? Like?
And we were right across the aisle, one floor down from the room that the Beatles stayed in.
I was going to say, what were you looking for, like Dean Martin and Frank
No,
Sinatra
they had no idea. I guess Elvis, we were just looking for the cheapest hotel there. That's all I was looking for. But it turned out to be the Sahara, and, you could tell it was old, but it was still nice.
And when you looked outside, it was across from that strip mall there that has all the souvenirs, right? Isn't that right across from the Sahara?
I guess it was a strip mall there, and then they get the big, the thing that looks like up in Seattle the stratosphere.
Yeah, the stratosphere with the roller coaster on the top.
Right, which running. I wanted to go, I wanted to go on that, but we just never found the time.
So Treasure Island, that's, isn't that right near?
It's next to the Mirage.
The Mirage, okay. And what else is down that way? Is the Flamingo down that way also?
Did you win anything?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Did you win anything?
Yeah, well, I won like 400 the first day.
What were you playing?
I lost it. Rockin' Olives.
What were you playing?
Rockin' Olives. What's the slot machine?
Oh, see, I don't like the slots. I have no patience for that.
What do you do?
Either blackjack or craps.
Wow.
Love the craps.
I know. You used to leave work all the time. I mean, you used to like, go. So
here we go.
He's the craps, so.
Why me? Why me?
No, Vegas is a nice place. And the thing is, it isn't just for adults anymore. It's really become a family type of thing.
Yeah, with a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't recall going to the Treasure Island while I was there, because we went into a few of the casinos while we were walking around, and there was that one circus. It was just a lot of noise in there, and I said, and that was one of the ones I was considering going to, but it was so noisy. I mean, great for kids, but...
Yeah, they got the buffet there all the time. Circus, I think that's the thing that people always go for.
Look at the buffet.
The buffet.
You're always talking about buffets.
Look at me.
Look at me.
Do I look like a guy who doesn't eat? Do I look undernourished? You know what my wife tells
that,
me?
Well, I know that, you know what, you sent Phil home the other day during the wedding and told him to come back later. I said, yeah, you know why? He's like, why? I said, because he wanted your plate, too.
No, I asked Phil. I said, Phil, do you want to stay for dinner? He says, no, I'll go home.
He's a good kid.
And I didn't even eat that much, to be honest with you.
I believe it. No, you're actually looking good. I mean, you used to eat like there was no end in sight, but...
Is there an end in sight? Because I'm still eating.
There's an end in
sight. My wife tells me I can live a month on toothpaste.
There's an end in sight every time you turn around.
Which end? I don't know which end is up anymore. I mean...
Jen, I'm sorry.
After talking to you...
Poor Jen, she's just sitting there saying, what is this?
Yeah, what's going on? I know. I don't even think we're going to have time to do this. Okay, 10 tips. Top 10 tips to save on your wedding. Jen, do you have anything else that you would like to bring up for?
Do you have a tip for anybody?
No.
Plan early.
I haven't ran across anything yet.
Okay.
All right. Here's tip number one. Schedule your wedding off-season. Nearly 70% of all weddings take place between May and October of each year. You will probably find yourself able to get better deals on virtually every wedding service if you schedule your wedding in one of the off-season months. Also, avoid late November through New Year's, when hotels, caterers, and bands are likely to be busy with holiday parties. That's very true.
Hmm. Do you agree with this, Jen?
Yes, but I went on season.
Yes, you did.
That's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Let's see. Cut down on your food and drinks bill. The easiest way to cut down on your food and drinks bill is to cut down on your guest list. May be painful, but the simple truth is that there is no quicker, easier way to control your budget than by limiting the size of the event. Again, your single biggest cost will be reception food and alcohol, so you can reduce that expenditure by paring down the number of mouths.
So you just like say you in, you out.
Yep.
Am I in?
I guess so.
Okay.
No friends, though, Dan. Just her friends. You can't invite any friends.
And then there might be a couple.
Another thing for cutting down. Single guests who are not in a serious relationship can be invited solo.
Hmm.
You may also invite parents only. You do not need to invite anyone who you have not been in contact with in the last 5 years.
Agreed.
Even if they invited you to their wedding.
Ooh.
Buy a non-bridal gown. This is tip number three. Bridal gowns aren't the only
way. Wait a minute. I'm hoping you have enough time for these tips and all that, but you said don't invite someone. But what if you want to invite someone that you haven't seen in a few years? That's up to your discretion, I guess.
Why would you want to invite someone you haven't seen in a few years?
Because you want to see them.
So why didn't you call them before the wedding and
because,
say, geez,
life,
I miss you?
Life happens, and sometimes you just, like, lose contact.
You're a good friend of mine. I love you, and I haven't seen you in years.
Bring money.
Oh, okay. Now the truth comes out.
No, I'm kidding.
I get it.
Folks, I'm kidding. I'm really a nice guy.
So you want to invite Donald Trump because you think he's going to put, like, $100,000 in an envelope.
The invitation already went out.
Yeah, but see, you know why he has that $100,000? Because he doesn't give it out.
That's true.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Four. We got 4 minutes, Dan.
All right, so I should be quiet.
And I got 7 more tips.
So be quiet, Dan.
Less than 1 minute for each tip. Otherwise, we'll finish this next week.
Okay.
Okay. It may be a perfect wedding dress for you if not found in a bridal salon. This is where you have to go see Natasha if you want to get a gown. Because Natasha is...
Right.
That's her specialty.
That's right.
And try the sale rack. Let me go through these quick. Number four, negotiate. Except for with your disc jockey and your videographer. Whatever they say goes. Don't negotiate with them.
That's right.
No, you can probably negotiate anything that you're
Have you been negotiating?
Yeah.
Or you just go with what they say. Okay. I'll take two.
No, I've actually been catching people when they have sales, so.
Okay, good.
Have your ceremony and reception in the same location. That's happening quite a bit.
Is that what you're doing?
That's what I'm doing.
That's what she's doing.
There you go. Get your photographer, videographer early. You could probably negotiate with them, get a good package deal. Share the cost of church flowers. If you're having a church wedding and you know there are other couples going to be using the same church, you may want to share the cost of the flowers that are going to be in the church with the other couples. Honeymoon. Ask for honeymoon vouchers on your wedding list. Some travel firms now offer these. This way people will be contributing to your honeymoon cost. We have to talk to who's our travel agent.
Oh, yes, Kristen.
We'll have to talk to Kristen about that next time we talk to her. Hire the groom's attire. I think most people do this anyways. They hire, they rent the groom's.
You know Kristen.
Yes, I do.
They hire the groom's tuxedo. Okay.
Yes.
And use a venue that doesn't charge a hiring fee. This is your local pub, a favorite restaurant. I don't know about that.
Okay.
That was quickly going through those because we're up against the wall.
Bruce, do you have some like very delicate music to play with this next little speech that I do here?
I think so.
It's something very, like, smooth. And
let me see here. I don't have anything right
nothing.
Here.
Number five.
Oh, number five.
Wait, wait, number five.
Is it just music?
Okay, here we go. Here's number five, and go.
Jennifer, I am very proud of you, and I want you to know from the bottom of my heart, I know this sounds corny, but I'm happy for you. You found a nice guy. He found an excellent girl. And I hope that you have many, many happy years together. And I love you. And thanks for coming on the show.
Sure.
I'm glad he called in, and he's a good guy. Thanks, Bruce.
Wow. Well, thank him. He picked it out. Huh?
Good. Thank you, Ronnie. Yeah.
You're welcome. And Nancy.
Save you, dear.
Do we have a quick? What makes a military wedding different than a regular wedding?
The guns.
I don't know. I mean, that's the question. We'll find out, Nancy, and we'll have the answer for you next week.
Jen, what would you think?
They have swords that they put up.
Yeah. Right, and they dress up too, don't they?
Well, we'll get an official wedding for you, an official answer for you for next week, Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening. This is the Wedding Tips Radio Show. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM. We'll see you next week.
Bye, Jen.
Bye.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.